the media channels for communicating messages. I'd like you to take a look at the films that we've put below here where you can follow the links. Have a look first of all at Dame Kelly Holmes, double gold medalist in the 800 and 1500 metres, setting British records for middle distance runners at the Athens Olympics, and a film that really celebrates, and justly so, her moments of glory. And then have a look at the next link, which takes you to a breakfast commercial where I personally feel Kelly Holmes distinctly fails to cover herself in any kind of glory whatsoever. But the interest of the commercial is looking at the message. Media brings us a message. Sometimes it brings us the message that it intends to. At times it brings mixed messages. At times there are hidden messages, intentional and unintentional. Have a look at this commercial. The headline message is straightforward enough. Breakfast equals brain power. You have breakfast, you perform better. And possibly few of us would argue with that. But if you examine the more closely the piece of media, the commercial, you find a number of other messages that come across. Here's just a couple to think about. How about the stereotyping that goes on straight away? It's the boy who is feckless, disorganised, who can't even pack his bag properly and spills the contents of his bag at the bus stop. But it's the boy who, after he has his cornflakes, becomes the scientist. Notice in a classroom of male scientists, and the male white lab-coated teacher is giving him his approval. Suddenly, the boy becomes the one who discovers DNA or has this genetic code model in his hand. Switch back to the woman who we find later at the breakfast table is the mother. She is at work and she has problems with the photocopier. She hasn't had a Kellogg's cornflakes and she's not realised that the unit isn't plugged in. Typical woman, technologically challenged, can't handle the remote control. And when she has her Kellogg's cornflakes, notice what happens to her. She becomes suddenly the secretary. Amazingly, it improves her hairstyle and she's able to be very efficient. But notice she is subservient. She's handing her documents to her male supervisor, her male manager. And she is very compliant in the way that she is performing. So there are stereotypes that are going on here. But there's something more insidious that takes place. And that's the scene at the breakfast table where the ghost-like Kelly Holmes hovers and makes her pronouncements. Are there signals and suggestions here that actually what might make you more successful is nothing really to do with your Kellogg's, but it does help if you are part of a middle-class family, white-collar worker with his wife, comfortable home. Goodness me, what are they doing? Sitting down at breakfast together? Most students that I've talked to, that hardly ever happens at all. So, middle-class background, well-off, white-collar worker. Not only that, nuclear family, two parents, and in this case, two children. So a stable, secure family is going to contribute towards success much more, and there may be truth in this, much more than a single parent family in a high-rise tower block. And notice something else. Here is Dame Kelly Holmes from mixed parentage herself, but there are four white faces around the table. Isn't it possibly true to say that success in our society has quite a bit to do with your ethnicity? It has quite a bit to do with your class. It has quite a lot to do with your family composition and its status. And these are factors that are going to influence success far, far more. Have a look at the commercial and see if you can see these messages that are being suggested intentionally or unintentionally by the commercial.